Welcome to the Christian Bay Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. Grab your journal.
You are watching a master at work.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Christian Bay TV and podcast, where Christ and Culture Connects. I pray that you guys are having a wonderful day. As you guys see from the title, today we're talking about running on empty, and we're coming from the book of 2 Kings chapter 4, so grab your journals. While you're listening to this episode, I need you to put your phone on Do Not Disturb and really lock into this episode and hear what I'm saying, because this is a specific strategic word, and I know that God is going to use this episode to change your mindset and change your perspective about what's going on right now. So right now, in this season, it is heavy spiritual warfare going on right now. So that's why I really need y'all to lock in on this episode, because the enemy think he's slick, but we ain't going for none of that. So this past 2-3 weeks, I've been talking to my friends and I realized that there was something in common. Y'all know I love a good story time. So I was talking to one of my friends like 2 weeks ago and she was like, oh, I got a really bad toothache. Like my tooth is just bothering me, and she was just really in pain. Then last weekend, another one of my friends texted me and she was like, hey, I had to be rushed to the hospital because I woke up today and I wasn't even able to stand up. Now this would be, you know, not shocking if she was a sickly person or, you know, if there were some health issues, but she's healthy. Like this completely caught me off guard last weekend when she said, I had to be rushed to the hospital. I couldn't even stand up. My body just feels so weak. I just feel so tired. I just feel so drained. Thank God they released her from the hospital. She went home, but they put her on bed rest. So that was last week, like Sunday. Tuesday, I woke up, went to the gym, and I just started feeling nauseous at the gym. And I'm like in the gym laying around on the equipment. And I was like, let me just go home and just lay down. And I just went home and came home and laid down for the rest of the day. And that's how my week was last week. From like Monday to Thursday, I was just laying around. I just felt very tired. And then I was randomly getting nauseous. And I'm just like, what is going on? So then I was talking to this same friend and I was like, my first friend told me 2 weeks ago that she had a toothache and she was just feeling really tired and she couldn't do what she felt like God was telling her to do in this season because physically she was in pain. And then you just went to the hospital on Sunday because your body was tired. I haven't been able to record anything all week because my body is tired and I'm just randomly getting nauseous. And I'm just like, wait a minute. Like, because this is not just a coincidence. And as me and my friend continued to talk and then eventually prayed together, we realized that this was a spiritual attack on the body in this season. It is spiritual warfare, but it's not just against the spirit. It's not just a mental thing. It's spiritual warfare happening in the body, whether it's fatigue or feeling nauseous or my other friend had a toothache or whatever it may be. You just don't feel motivated. You feel drained. You don't feel excited to do that thing that God is telling you to do. It feels like something is draining the excitement out of you. I want you to know that that is a form of spiritual warfare that's happening in this season. And we were able to confirm that it's spiritual warfare because my friend that went through the toothache, the week after the toothache, she got this big booking for a wedding. She's a makeup artist and she got a booking for a wedding and she was like, I'm so excited. I'm so happy how everything is turning around, especially after last week. And then my friend that went to the hospital, she got a catering after she came from the hospital and she got this new level of creativity. And then me, after I was feeling nauseous last week, I got up on Thursday and I said, I'm finna do my makeup, finna do my hair, and I'm about to start recording content. I am a full-time entrepreneur content creator. Like, this is my job. I can't just be laying around tired. So I got up on Thursday and I began recording content. Do y'all know my camera broke on Friday? My camera broke on Friday. All week, I was just tired, fatigued, and nauseous. And Thursday, I said, I'm finna push myself to get up, go to the gym, do my hair, do my makeup, create some content, record some videos. I did it. Friday, I got up, got my camera. I'm about to start editing. Like, I gotta get back to work. I gotta push past this. My camera broke. It literally fell off. It dropped. My camera dropped off of the counter. It just dropped off the counter. And at first I was like mad. Of course I'm mad because I'm just like, I haven't been recording all week. I've been not feeling well all week. And I just recorded yesterday. And now that I'm getting back into the flow, y'all know I took a month off social media. For the whole month of August, I fasted social media. So now I'm back on social media. I'm getting a new flow with my content. And then I started feeling sick. And then I pushed myself through feeling sick. And then my camera breaks. So I'm just like, what is going on? And God stopped me right there. And the Holy Spirit began to speak to me. This is also a part of the spiritual warfare. And I thought about the word for September, the very first podcast with September's word. I think I posted it on August 29th, leading into the first week of September. The word was stretch September. So then the Holy Spirit placed it in my heart to look up the definition of stretch. The definition of stretch is be made or be capable of being made longer or wider without tearing or breaking. That's when you stretch something, you have to pull it. You have to stretch it. You have to make it elastic. You have to pull it. So sometimes it gets so thin that you think that it's going to tear. It gets so thin that you think it's going to break. And I realized when God gave me this word at the beginning of this month, stretch September, that I was thinking, okay, God is just going to stretch out our faith. But no, God is stretching out our faith in another way. He's stretching our faith beyond our personal capability. And that was the first episode of this month in September. Stretching beyond personal limits, stretching beyond your own strength, stretching beyond your own creativity, stretching beyond what you're capable of, stretching beyond what you think you can even handle, stretching beyond what you think you can even carry. God, this seems like too much. I'm physically tired. And then I push myself past being physically tired and now my equipment breaking. She's trying to get more consistent with her makeup and then she gets a toothache. She got to be out of work for the week. She's trying to get more consistent with her catering and then she ends up in the hospital because she can't even walk. God, this is stretching beyond our personal limits. This is stretching beyond my personal strength. This is stretching beyond anything else that I thought I was capable of. But then the Holy Spirit began to speak to me and let me know that I'm teaching you how to stretch in a way where you don't even need to rely on your own strength. You are being stretched to rely on me. When you feel like you can't get out of bed, I'm gonna pull you out of bed. When you feel like you can't create the content, I'm gonna show you another way. When you feel like this day is just not going good, I'm gonna show you how I step in. If it's always sunshine and rainbows, you'll never know what you're capable of. So when I looked up the word stretch, it says being able to be stretched longer and wider without tearing or without breaking. Because when you begin to experience these type of spiritual warfares or spiritual attacks, especially against the physical body, it feels like, God, I'm running on empty. It feels like this thing is draining me. It feels like it's one thing after another. It feels like this thing is going to break me. It feels like this thing is tearing me. And God is saying, no, I'm just stretching you. No, I'm just showing you how nothing is going to stop what I've called you to do. No, I'm just showing you how you can make something out of nothing. No, I'm just showing you that when you push through, I push you into another dimension. No, I'm just showing you that the strength that I give to you, it surpasses all physical expectations and all physical standards. I'm just showing you what it looks like when I stretch you. And when I stretched you, I needed to stretch you beyond what you thought you can do. I needed to take your energy away. I needed to take your resources away. I needed to take the help away. I needed to take the creativity away so that I could provide you with some new that comes directly from me. I had to stretch you and you didn't know how far I was going to stretch you because you don't know how far you can go. But I know how to stretch you in a way where you won't be broken. I know how to stretch you in a way where you can't be teared. And I know it feels like it's draining you. I know it feels like you're running on empty. I know it feels like you're tired and exhausted, but I'm going to keep getting you up the next day to keep going because I want to show you what you're made of. And only I can show you that because I'm the one that made you. I wanted to start off this episode with all those different examples. My friend with the toothache, my friend that ended up in the hospital because she couldn't walk, me waking up feeling nauseous, exhausted and drained, and then finally pushing through and my camera breaking. I wanted to start off with those three examples because I wanted to show you the way physical attacks happen, how spiritual attacks come to try to knock you down physically or make you get discouraged or make you not want to do what God is telling you to do. If I just laid around all day nauseous and not feeling well, I wouldn't be able to walk in the purpose, the content creating that God has called me to do. I spent a month in a secret place with God, fasting from social media just for him to pour new creativity and ideals within me. And then when I'm ready to start executing, I start getting feeling sick and nauseous. and then I push through one day and the camera breaks the next day, that's not a coincidence. That is an attack, because the enemy wants to stop the will of God. The enemy wants to stop the plan of God. And while the enemy is trying to do that, God is trying to stretch me to see, are you going to still keep stepping for it? Are you going to keep your eyes set on the vision? Are you going to continue to run when it feels like you're running on empty? God, my camera is broken. What am I supposed to do now? God, it looks like this thing is working against me. What am I supposed to do? He said, are you going to run on empty? Are you going to run when it looks like the odds are against you? Are you going to run when you physically don't feel well? Are you going to run when it seems like you don't have the support? Are you going to run when it seems like you don't have the resources? Are you going to run when it looks like nothing is working out in your favor? Are you going to run on empty so that I can fill you up on the way? Because I'm trying to stretch you and show you what I placed inside of you. But that looks like running on empty, because the only way that I can fill you up with me is if you get rid of you. So when you go through the stretching and when you feel like you're running on empty, I want you to change your mindset and say, God, it feels like I'm running on empty, but I know that that just means I'm empty of me and free to receive you. The Holy Spirit had me think back to the first episode that I created the first week of September, stretching beyond our personal limits. Stretch September was the seed. And I talked about the widow's olive oil in 2 Kings chapter 4. And God made me reread that story, and I came up with a homework assignment for you guys for this season of running on empty. And the homework assignment that I have for you guys is to make a list of what was lost. Make a list of everything that the enemy is trying to attack in this season. Make a list of everything that the enemy is trying to come against in this season. Make a list of everything that the enemy is trying to make you doubt in this season. Make a list of everything that the enemy is telling you you will never have in this season. Make a list of everything that the enemy is telling you you're not capable of in this season. I want you to make a list today, because I'm here to tell you that it feels like you're running on empty. It feels like you're running towards nothing. It feels like you're running in a way that's never going to get you to what God has promised. But God is saying, I need you to run on empty, because I'm stretching you of you and filling you with me. It's okay to feel empty, because that's exactly how the widow felt. In 2 Kings chapter 4, in verse 2, she said, your servant has nothing there at all. She said, I have nothing at all. And I began to make a list of everything that was taken from her, everything that she lost. And the first thing she lost was her husband. That's how she became a widow. And the second thing she lost was the income that her husband provided. And next, the creditors were coming to take her two sons, which were the only thing she had left. So if anybody knew how it felt to run on empty, it was her. And I made a list and I said, God, they took her husband, which took her income. And now her two sons is up to be taken too. This woman is running on empty. This woman feels like she's all out of options. And she may or may not feel some physical effects, because, you know, stress can affect you physically. So we don't know what she was physically feeling in her body, whether she was having migraines, whether she was dealing with depression and insomnia and not being able to sleep at night. It doesn't tell us what was happening to her physically, but we can see everything that she was losing. And I could tell that she was running on empty, but God said, make a list of it, because I'm going to show you how I restored it all. So next to the list of everything that she lost, I wrote down the way that God restored it. So I wrote that she lost her husband, but God filled the role of her husband and stepped in as a provider. So that took the place of the income that she lost, because not only did God step in as a provider, but he paid her debts and gave her overflow in her finances. The oil didn't stop running till she ran out of vases. So God didn't just step in and do what the husband would do. He did more than what the husband would have did. So she went from running on empty to running in increase and running in overflow and running in too much and running in I can't contain it, so much pressed down, shaken together. She couldn't even hold all that she was holding now. So she went from running to empty to elevating beyond her personal limits. And the last thing that she almost lost was her two sons. But just like the good father that God is, he protected them. He stepped in as a husband. He provided for her to take care of the income, which made the creditors leave her alone and not take her sons away. He stepped in and he restored everything that she was lost. And if you are somebody that's feeling like you're running on empty, I'm here to tell you today that God is going to step in and you're going to go from running on empty to elevating to a place to where you can't even sustain everything that he's giving you. It's going be too much. He's trying to take you from drought to overflow, but you can't give up in this season where it seems like you being stretched beyond your personal limits. He say, I am going to stretch you. I'm stretching you on purpose because I'm trying to show you what I can do. I'm trying to show you what I'm capable of. I'm trying to show you how I show out for you. So let me stretch you of you so that I can give you me. Under the list that I made, with everything that she lost and everything that was restored by God, I wrote, the place where the enemy is trying to break you, God wants to bless you. And that's today's seed. Today's seed is the break free seed. Not break free like you breaking out, but break free meaning enemy, you can't break me. See, I can't be broken because I understand that I'm being stretched. But when you look up the definition of stretch, it says it can't be teared and it can't be broken. So that means I know it seems like attacks is coming from every angle. And I know I'm physically being attacked. I know I'm mentally being attacked. You may be financially being attacked. You may be emotionally being attacked. But God is using me today to tell you that you can be stretched, but you can't be teared. You can be stretched, but you can't be broken. You can be stretched, but you can't be demolished. You can be stretched, but you can't be destroyed. He's just pulling you beyond your personal limits, because when you lose yourself, you gain him. So today's seed is the break free seed, because the enemy can't break me. And you can sell that to the $ at Christian Bay or PayPal Zelle to ChristianBay@gmail.com. There's nothing that you're losing or you feel like you're running on empty with in this season that God is not going to restore. I was mad about that camera for about 5-10 minutes, but honestly, y'all, I was already talking about, I feel like for the past 2-3 weeks, I've been saying, I feel like God is telling me to get a new camera. I feel like God is telling me to get a new camera. I feel like God is, but I was going to wait till Black Friday. I love getting electronics on Black Friday. Okay. TVs, iPads, cameras, Black Friday coming up. That's when I was planning on getting the camera. Now it looks like I'm going to be at the store this week trying to figure out what camera I want. I wasn't planning on it, but that's what we got to do. That's just what we got to do. Because God knows the perfect timing to do what it is that he wants to do. And you have to trust that even when you experience inconveniences or circumstances that don't go along with your plan, you have to trust God's plan over your plan. So God, it may feel like I'm running on empty. It may feel like these things are running against me, but I understand that I'm break free. So being that I can't be broken, this thing must be building me up to the next level. This thing must be building me up to who you've called me to be. This thing must be elevating me. I know I'm feeling empty, but I must be getting elevated or the attacks wouldn't be coming so strong. You have to change your mindset and say, I'm not running on empty. I'm running to elevation. That's what's happening. Because I may be stretched, but I can't be broken. I'm unbreakable. It may feel like it or it may seem like it, but God has shown me time and time again, I can't be stopped and I won't be broken. I am break free. That's today's seed. Let's pray. Father God, first and foremost, thank you for waking us up and blessing us with another day. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to be listening to this podcast. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be speaking on this podcast. Father God, I pray that this word reaches the ears that you set out for it to reach. I pray that this word encourages them, Father God, to push past the spiritual warfare, to push past the season of doubt, to push past the season of fear, to push past the season of feeling like they're running on empty or feeling like they're without, Father God, and remind them who you are, Father God. Not just the things that you can do, not just the things that you'll provide, not just the things that they need, but simply who you are, the great I am, the Father, the provider, the Jehovah. Father God, thank you for being you. Thank you for reminding us that in seasons of spiritual attacks and seasons of doubt and seasons of stretching, that you step in and you say, hold my hand and don't forget who I am. Father God, we thank you for reminding us of who you are and how you work. Father God, thank you for showing us that it's important to go through seasons of stretching, because if we never go through seasons of stretching, then we don't know what we're fully capable of. We don't know how much strength we have until we're stretched to that point. We don't know how creative we can get until we're stretched to that point. We don't know how far we can go until you tell us to step out and step up. Father God, we thank you for pushing us past our personal limits and pushing us into the destiny that you created for us. Father God, we pray that you continue to push us. We pray that you continue to stretch us, because we know know that your word says that all things work together for our good. So even when it feels bad, it's still good. Even when it feels wrong, it's still right, Father God. So we thank you in advance for what you're doing. Even when we don't understand it, even when we don't know your plan, we thank you in advance because we trust your heart over your hand, Father God. So continue to give us the capability to connect with your heart. Continue to give us knowledge on how to get more intimate with you, Father God, so that we can see all that you have stored up in heaven for us and all that you plan to do. We love you, Father God. I pray for those who sow into this word. I pray that their seed is planted, Father God, and that their seed produces a fruit that lives in their life for generations to come, Father God. I pray that you reward them tenfold, not in just finances, but with your presence, with your favor, with open doors, with new divine connections and interactions, Father God. Stretch them beyond what they're comfortable with. No more playing it safe in this season, Father God. Push us into our destiny. Push us into the next dimension. Push us into the next level. We're ready to go. Whatever has to fall off, let it fall off. Whatever needs to be taken away, take it away, Father God. We're ready to step into destiny. We're ready to become who you created us to be. We love you and we will forever praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you guys so much, and I'll talk to you guys on the next episode of the Christian Bay TV and Podcast. Bye.